Results of Tuesday's election in Washington will reverberate throughout the nation's food industry. Washington voters decide whether to require labeling of food containing genetically modified ingredients. Correspondent Austin Jenkins is covering the vote Tuesday night.
Opponents of this GMO labeling initiative have spent upwards of $22 million. They do not want GMO labeling to get a toehold here and spread to other states, perhaps nationwide. Regardless of the outcome of the vote in Washington on Initiative 522, it is also clear that proponents of GMO labeling are just starting their fight. They intend to go to Oregon next, and this is far from the last we've heard of this issue.
Washington voters have until 8 p.m. to get their ballot to a drop box or postmarked in the mail. People have been voting for 2.5 weeks. State elections officials say they expect more than half of the ballots in Tuesday's election will be tallied before 9 p.m.